Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Corky Valentine. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Corky Valentine. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pollitt, and towards Banks, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker bunts in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Baumholtz trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Pollitt covering, for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Semenik and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Harmon strikes out. Garagiola drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harmon out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Valentine covering, for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Pollitt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Valentine. Fondi moves to second. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garagiola for the out. Fondi moves to third. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Corky Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Sauer moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Banks moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jackie Colum now pitching. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Joe Garagiola. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pollitt strikes out. The throw from Semenik to pick off Cooper, and he's out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Walker Cooper now catching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Semenik hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges pinch hits for Jackie Colum. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Harmon hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Baksoski now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pollitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.